Well, hello, darlings. This is Donna Sugars from the Big Silly Homo podcast. Come check it out at BigSillyHomo.com. Well, my darlings, I wanted to talk today about Ryan Murphy, the creator of Glee. Now, I know many of you probably enjoy Glee, and I do too, to an extent. I mean, honestly, if you're going to do a faggoty show like that, I think you should make it a little gayer. A little less of that whole nonsense with the Jewish girl and the stupid tall boy, and a little more about the gay guy in Mercedes. Like, we love our big black women. Glee hasn't been on so long, I'm already starting to forget their names. So, the creator of Glee has accused the drummer from Kings of Leon of being homophobic. Now, this was prompted because the band Kings of Leon have outright refused to allow Glee to use one of their songs in their show. Now, of course, when they refused, the creator of Glee, Mr. Murphy, said, "Oh, well, they're just assholes." And, of course, the band, like, strikes back going, okay, it's standard practice not to allow a song to be sold like that when it's been overplayed. Like, they didn't want their entire CD to focus around one song. Maybe they wanted another song to get better. Maybe they're trying to work on making sure that the whole CD has its proper airtime. But no. No, Mr. Murphy's a douche. So, that prompted the drummer from Yes making a comment that I don't find homophobic at all. I don't find anything homophobic about it. I think that he was just telling it like it is. Now, if the drummer from Kings of Leon was gay, there wouldn't be a problem here. But because he's straight, oh, suddenly he's homophobic. Because he said, you know what, you need to just calm down, see a therapist, go get your nails done, buy a bra. And I think that's fucking hilarious, honey. I think that the drummer from Kings of Leon, amen, sister, you tell that fucking faggoty Mr. Murphy that he needs to calm the fuck down, okay? Now, of course, the blue skid mark on the pants of the gay community, Perez Hilton, decided to comment, "Well, I don't wear a bra." "Well, you need one, skank." "I mean, I wear a bra. I think it's a compliment." "You need a bra, girl." "Well, thank you. I'm gonna go get one." So, you know what? Calm the fuck down. Once again, this is Ryan Murphy throwing shade on people. Just like Ryan Murphy went a little crazy on the show Modern Family. Oh, well, the gay couple doesn't even kiss. They're not even a real gay couple. Okay, the whole show doesn't have to revolve around two guys making out. I mean, we haven't had that on Glee. Like, so, is Glee not really gay because there haven't been a bunch of dudes making out? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's just another thing. Like, I need to figure out, is it the job of faggots who are already up there in the community to throw shade on other shows? Like, you created a TV show that people like. That doesn't make you fucking Jesus. That doesn't make you, like, the pillar of the faggoty community, okay? You don't represent me, you don't represent my people, okay? Because I know a lot of faggots who love Glee, but they all fucking hate you. So, all I can say for you, Ryan Murphy, is enjoy your fame while it lasts. And I'm not trying to say that your show is going to start to suck soon, but no show lasts forever. Eventually, Glee will jump the shark. And it will get really corny, and people will stop watching it, it'll get canceled. And everyone will be like, "Oh, the greatest show ever." Until another faggoty show comes out that draws their attention in, and then everyone will forget about Glee, okay? So, enjoy your fame while it lasts, bitch, and stop throwing shade on every other fucking person, okay? Because I know. I mean, you must be a drag queen. You must need a bra, because only drag queens throw shade like you do, faggot, okay? Send me an email, girls, Donna at BigSillyHomo.com. Kisses, darlings, except for you, Ryan Murphy, you content bastard. Throwing shade. Faggots!